You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, rumors are 1 year deal for Rob Housler, just under $2 million. So a good cost savings, good addition to this team. Again, I just posted some stats again, if you're just joining us on Rob Housler. 124 targets over 2012, 2013, 84 catches, 871. Cameron in 2013, 118 targets, 80 catches, 917 yards. So similar there, Cameron had the advantage in average depth of target. Housler the advantage of yards after the catch per reception. Red zone different. The touchdown's the biggest difference that stands out. Cameron much more effective. 7 touchdowns, 1 for Housler. Cameron had 19 red zone targets, 10 for Housler. Housler still needs to get better in the red zone.
Absolutely. And again, to coincide with my point earlier about him being, you know, fast and vertical up the seam, it's let's just hope that, you know, his role grows in the red zone here in Cleveland as a part of this offense. But also, too, big body, big catch radius, fast, which, of course, you know, is kind of limited down there in the red zone. But he could be a great decoy, you know, eating up a linebacker, eating up a safety down the red zone, running the right routes, being a part of wide receiver, tight end combinations to run pick routes, to those types of situations where, you know, you have a guy like Hawkins, you know, stack him, you know, with Housler flexed out, and they run a little combo route, you know, just a big body, able to run routes like a wide receiver. Maybe the ball goes to him, maybe it doesn't. We hope that his role expands down the red zone and he's more productive, but we've got 3 great wide receivers that can produce down in the red zone.
It's true. He brings a lot. He's a guy that's been tabbed to break out, never has really broken out, never has really gotten the opportunity that he is going to get this year. Remember, folks, everybody was excited about Andrew Hawkins when he came to the Browns. Do you remember what Andrew Hawkins' career stats were before he came to the Browns? His best season, he had 51 catches for 533 yards on 84 targets. Well, he comes here, and he has an opportunity to blossom. 112 targets, career high. 63 catches, career high. 825 yards, career high. Rob Housler is going to get that similar opportunity, and he will get to compete for the right to have a similar type of breakout season to what Andrew Hawkins did. That's what Housler brings to the table. Untapped potential, not necessarily utilized the right way, just like Hawkins was
start.
In Cincinnati, and a fresh start.
Fresh start, just like Bo. You know, and again, he's excited to come here. He's excited, I'm sure, in some cases, to choose the Cleveland Browns because of the role that he's been, you know, discussing with John DeFilippo during his visit, and, you know, and him being here signing his contract, enough so that the money was right to come here. And you never know if Cameron was supposed to sign, you know, an extension here in Cleveland. He's moved on to Miami. Housler's on a 1 year prove it deal. Yep. Where he can come in and catch those 40 to 50 balls, and maybe he signs a 2 or 3 year extension, and he's a part of this offense for the next 2 or 3 years with Hartline, with Bo, with Johnny Manziel, with Josh McCown.
Yes, I think that it is a good, solid signing. Again, is this a Pro Bowler in the making? I doubt it, but he has an opportunity to put up career highs this year for the Cleveland Browns, much the same way that Andrew Hawkins came and had the opportunity to put up career highs and did so last year. We've got Mark in Bowling Green joining us on the phones, 216-578-0850. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I want you to get your opinion. Now, what do you think they do? Do you still think we take tight end or pyramid wide receiver and D-line, all the line on the draft or first?
I still think the Browns will draft a tight end this year. I don't think it has to be as early.
There's no urgency.
But you look at this, Housler's on a 1 year deal. Barnage is in the last year of his deal. So they need to still get that tight end of the future, the tight end that's going to be here as this team tries to round itself into a Super Bowl contender. So yes, I do think they will draft a tight end. I don't know that it will be necessarily at 43, but we saw Josh Norris, who joined us yesterday from Roto World, had them in the third round taking Clive Walford from the University of Miami. That could be the case. There are a lot of good tight ends in terms of the depth of this draft, not necessarily a lot of the top at the top of the draft, but there's a lot of good depth, and I do think the Browns will address that position in the draft.
Definitely. I definitely think so. And again, I wouldn't rule out a guy like Devin Funchess because he can run wide receiver routes and you could move him in and he could actually run the similar routes that, you know, Rob Housler is going to have to run. You know, being flexed out, being moved around, being in motion, creating those mismatches. And you'd be surprised how much of a tell it is for an offense to be able to move a guy in motion and what you learn from just simply sending an athletic guy, whether it be a receiver or a tight end in this case, in motion. You know, for a guy like Johnny Manziel in his second year or a guy like Josh McCown to learn from how the defense reacts from that guy being in motion, even if it's a short motion, he can go from one side to the next. But having an athletic body that a defense has to react to, movement pre-snap, gives you a tell. Are we in zone or are we in man? You know, who followed him? Do I have a matchup with Hauser on a linebacker? Or is that a safety shadowing him? Or is the nickel running across with him? Those are all great tells that a guy this athletic and this big is going to be able to show our quarterbacks and our offense.
Yeah, you like the fact that he's got the speed to run by linebackers, the size to beat safeties and just box them out and play hoops with them, as it were. We're going to take a break right now. Rob Hausler will be with us live in studio here in the Dog Bowl when we return for his first interview now that he is a member of the Cleveland Browns. Rob Hausler in studio next on CBD.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the water.